Did you finish all the coffee, Yael?
Why? Did you want some, Don?
Nope, not the coffee, just the grounds.
You want my old coffee grounds? What for?
Well, according to a study published in 2016, coffee grounds are really good at removing heavy metals such as lead and mercury from water. A team in Italy is working on developing a kind of foam. Researchers dry old coffee grounds into powder, then mix that with silicon and sugar. After the mixture solidifies, they dip it in water to dissolve the sugar, which leaves little holes behind to create an absorbent foam texture.
And it works?
It seems to. To test it, researchers drop the filter into a sample of water that contained lead and mercury ions. For water with metallic concentrations of 16 parts per million, which is 1,000 times what's considered dangerous levels, the coffee ground foam removed 99% of the metals.
That's pretty good. How long did it take?
30 hours.
So not the fastest filter in the world.
No. And it also didn't do as well when the water was moving through the filter, rather than just the coffee ground foam soaking up metals in standing water. The coffee grounds only got rid of 67% of the metals in the moving water.
So the ideal way for this to work would be for water to move very, very slowly through a really, really thick layer of foam, right?
Now that you put it that way, maybe you can keep your coffee grounds for now. I'll wait on the scientists to work on the filter some more.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.